Thanks for tuning in to your local radio station here for the Good Stuff program today. Mike and Kim along with you. Season's greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of the season and the promise of this new year and the enduring heritage of the West from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Let's talk a little bit about Shippey Realty in Winter, South Dakota. You know what? They're sending you good cheer for all of 2026. Make sure you check them out. It's Lynn and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction. Happy New Year.
Ready to dive into the heart of the American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers and explore reputable commercial cowherds and a lot of rodeo news in there as well. It's TSLN.com, Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. And Kim, speaking of reading, what do you have lined up today?
Actually, I have an excerpt of the book, 9 Decades of Adventurous Living, From the Great Depression to COVID-19 by Mary Schubert Hollepeter.
Okay.
This is just a short reading, an excerpt of her book. The 60s, we were on our own. In early March of 1960, we lost Grandma Carrie Kopp Schubert. The funeral was at the Rose Church. That would be Rose, Nebraska. It was a sad day. She really loved her great-grandchildren, Mike and Lucy. Carrie was of full-blooded French descent. Her mother, Catherine, had come to America from France as a young girl. In the spring of 61, I promised to help with Vacation Bible School at the Sybrant Church 1 week. I had been asked to lead the singing and teach the junior age kids. It was a fun week. The kids and I stayed with the Stones, just a short distance from the church. I just loved helping, and the experience stretched my newfound faith as well. I missed going to church. Sybrant Community Church has over 100 years of history in Southern Rock County. Even when attendance was low, there were few loyal families that kept the doors open. Those devout people took a chance with this very new Christian that I would teach kids from the Bible school material, and all the while, I was learning the Bible myself. I am indebted to those who trusted me and trusted God to carry on the Christian legacy. Margaret Sybrant helped me paint the walls at the Russo House during the VBS and the Saturday following. Then back to the kind place to get ready to move. Mike celebrated his 8th birthday at the Russo Place in July of 61, and Lucy turned 4 in October. I had already been hired to teach the Duffs at the Duff School. Lucy started kindergarten in the spring of 62 along with Vicki Craven. Mike was a loner in 3rd grade. Geneva Davis was the teacher that year. Just a little bit from the Great Depression to COVID-19, Mary Schubert Hollepeter.
I have something I ran across the other day, and I thought maybe our listeners would get a kick out of this. It seems that one day this man was driving through a busy intersection in his town, and it was monitored by traffic cameras. And if you ran the light or broke the law, it would take your picture and you'd receive a ticket in the mail. So the man made sure to drive through it very slowly, making sure not to break any laws. But he noticed the camera flashed and took his picture. He says to himself, "That's not right." He turned around and drove through it again, even more slowly. Once again, the camera took his picture. He shouts, "This thing is broken. They can't give me a ticket." Out of spite, he drove through it 4 more times, each time waving at the camera and smiling. 2 weeks later, he received 6 tickets in the mail for not wearing his seatbelt. Better stop and think before you do that.
Yeah, that's right. He maybe had a few things he was doing right, but a few things he was doing wrong. When you smile, you're showing as much of your skeleton as possible without injuring yourself. Did you know that?
It's a good thought, I guess.
Oh, it's weird that you never see auctioneers become rappers.
No, that is kind of interesting.
Isn't that?
Might talk to Mike Baxter and Matt Lowry about that one.
Yeah, they might look into that alternate career option.
Yeah.
And when you have your picture taken with Mickey Mouse at Disneyland, does the guy inside the costume smile for the camera?
No.
These are some things that you might want to consider when you're hanging out in the shower, getting ready for the new day.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board says, hey, welcome. Come to Valentine. Go to visitvalentine.com. Check out 50 things to do for your next family getaway. The scenic Niobrara River is a great attraction. So check it out. Visitvalentine.com. And that's the good stuff.